In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In a world that affords little cause for joy, let us pause today to give consideration to the cause of our joy, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Whenever a little baby is born, there is a natural joy that wells up in all that behold it. To be sure, the joy is the greatest in the mother and the father, but no one can fail to look upon a newborn baby and feel joy. Today we celebrate the birth of a little baby who will bear the title Cause of Our Joy. No birth will ever mean more to us or cause us more joy, with the single exception of the birth of the Savior Himself, our Lord Jesus Christ. But let us examine this baby, the infant Mary, and see why she is the cause of so much joy to us today. One reason why babies are a cause of joy to us is that they represent a new life in a world that is in a never-pausing procession, like a ticking clock toward death. We rejoice to see new life. We rejoice to see the newness of the child's flesh, its pristine youth, like a flower that has just bloomed. This same joy applies to the infant Mary, but in a very special way, for she is not only a new life in a single baby or in a single family, but she is a new life for the whole human race. She was immaculately conceived in her mother's womb, and there is no trace of death in her, because there is no trace of sin in her. There is so much new life in her that she will give birth to the author of life himself. And he, by the life-giving blood that he will accept from her, will give eternal life to all those who will be washed in his blood by the waters of baptism, and who will keep their white garments of sanctifying grace free from the stain of sin. Another reason why babies are delightful is that they are so innocent. They know not sin. They do not know how to harm, how to be mean, how to be selfish. We forgive immediately the inconvenience which they cause us, because they cause it in all innocence, not realizing what they are doing. But the infant Mary is the special cause of joy to us in this regard, because she is innocent not only because she does not know what she is doing, but is innocent down to the very depths of her immaculate soul. As ordinary children grow up, they gradually become more cognizant of their surroundings and gradually develop habits of sin. They might show rebellion or disobedience in little ways, and eventually the joy of the innocent babe wears away, and the parents face the difficult task of dispelling the effects of original sin in their children. if the parents fail in this regard, the child ceases quickly to be a cause of joy to them and to others, and becomes, on the contrary, obnoxious and a cause of displeasure to all. And this was not the case of the Blessed Virgin Mary, for her innocence sprang not merely from ignorance of wrongdoing, but from interior godlessness, from her immaculate conception, from the innocence that pertains to the angels of heaven, from sinlessness, from holiness. Thus, her childhood was not one of combating the effects of original sin, but one of preserving innocence and growing in it. While the innocence of a child is a beautiful thing, it must be said that the innocence of an adult is greater. Take the innocence of a religious sister, like Saint Bernadette, for example. Her innocence is all the more beautiful because she is an adult. For if an adult, through the grace of God, preserves innocence, the innocence of a child, it is all the more marvelous, even in the eyes of those who do not know God. And so Our Lady grew in innocence, grew in childlikeness. So much is this innocence a part of holiness that our Lord said that it would be a condition of our entering heaven. He said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." And St. Paul said, "Brethren, do not become children in sense, but in malice be children, and in sense be perfect." That is to say, do not become childish, but become childlike. Yet another reason for joy in a newborn is that the parents see the image of themselves in the child. They see the continuation of themselves and of their whole family. The child is, furthermore, a symbol of the union of love which exists between mother and father. The birth of Our Blessed Lady was of particular joy to Saints Joachim and Anne, for they were sterile and were approaching old age with no children. Like Sarah, the mother of Isaac, and like Anne, the mother of Samuel, and like Elizabeth, the mother of Saint John the Baptist, Saint Anne, the mother of Our Lady, would be graced by a special providence of God. For all of these, Sarah, Anne, and Elizabeth, were barren and in their old age. But God graced them with a miraculous conception, and they gave birth. In the same way that God ordained that the apostles should draw at His command from a sterile sea of Galilee a catch of fishes so great that it threatened to break the nets, just as God ordained that the dry and barren rock in the desert of Sinai should gush forth with life-giving water, and that the clear sky of the desert should rain down bread from heaven upon the Hebrews. And just as God would permit the death of Lazarus in order to call forth life from the barrenness of the tomb of decaying and stinking death, so God called forth from the sterile womb of Saint Anne the new Eve. Eve, which means the mother of all the living. The new Eve called forth her who would be the instrument of the eternal life of all men. The mediatrix of all graces, God's intimate associate in the sacred work of lifting the sentence of eternal death from a fallen race. And Our Lady, as mother of the whole human race, is therefore the cause of joy not only to her parents and her family, but to all. For she represents to all the restoration of supernatural life to the human race and the continuation of supernatural life not only until the end of the world, but for all eternity. She will be born by angels to a glorious throne in heaven, where she will be crowned with the crown of victory by her victorious Son, the Savior of the world. And from that glorious throne of grace, she will dispense the means of eternal life to all who, with a sincere and contrite heart, seek the help of God. So as we call Our Lady the cause of our joy in her litany, let us, like faithful children, rejoice on her birthday. In our piety, let us do some little act of devotion towards her today in the same way that we would honor our natural mothers on their birthdays. Give her a little gift of devotion, something. Say her litany. Light a candle in front of her statue. Let us be like little children. And just as little children go and buy gifts for their mothers with the very money that their mothers have given them, so let us prepare gifts of devotion and piety with the very grace that our mother has dispensed to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.